Thank you guys for having us out this wonderful Wednesday evening. I think it's Wednesday. I don't forgot, lost track of what's going on. But thank y'all for having us out. For those who prepared the meal, thank you so much. It was awesome. Thank you for welcoming Northeast Community Church into your service. And, you know, this is exciting. And the last time I got the opportunity to come and share with you guys on a Sunday morning, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And so when Steve gave me another opportunity to come back, I said, of course. And so last time I talked about I love to eat, and this time y'all fed me. So, hey, it's awesome. Awesome. And so I won't be before you guys very long tonight. I just wanted to kind of give us something to think about before we prepare to take the Lord's table. And this is so ironic to me that God is big on remembering, yet us as humans, we're so prone to forget. Since the beginning of time in the Word, God has always caused his people to want to remember. He would even say it in his word, remember, right? I think we picked up on it after a little while because the children of Israel, they would go certain places and do certain things, and God would do something great for them, and then they would build an altar or they would build a memorial there and say, we built it here to remember God. And let's fast forward about 2,000 years or so. I think we still have that want and that desire on the inside of us to remember. You don't have to look any further than Instagram. When someone wants to go out to eat, we have to take a picture of the food because we can remember what that burger looks like before we bit into it. God wants us to remember. We like to remember. And so the day I was thinking about this, the last time I preached at a memorial, a communion service, I thought it was on Memorial Day weekend, and I thought about my grandmother, and I thought about how my grandma passed away when I was 13, and it's still a great time for us to get together and laugh and joke as family members to remember my grandma's memory. Sometimes we tell jokes about my grandmother, and I mean, the joy just fills the room, and people who weren't alive when my grandmother was around, like my kids, you know, they would look at and they would see that, you know, we were really enjoying this matriarchal figure, right? Her memory lives on. But then I start thinking about the Lord's table. Like, my grandma was finite. She had a definite beginning and a definite end. The Lord is infinite. And so how do you remember an eternal being? One who was and is to come. And so bear with me for a little while, because I'm going to probably be talking about stuff that will get you thinking about Back to the Future. And this is not the gospel according to Marty McFly. It's not. Kids, Back to the Future was this movie back in the day, 88 miles an hour. Never mind. But God spends a lot of time causing us to want to remember. And I said, God, why do you always want us to remember? And I think I got part of the answer. I believe that God wants us to remember so that we can learn to trust him. Remember what I did for you back then. Remember how I kept you in that time or that season where you thought you were going to lose your mind. Remember that. Remember that. And remember what I declared, that I would never leave you nor forsake you. Now he's talking about remembering now in the present and remembering in the future. But this pivotal moment in time where God just impacted the earth realm like never before happened on the eve of his crucifixion. Jesus took bread on this Passover meal, this meal that the children of Israel were so used to seeing every year. And it was actually, this meal was based upon something that God had did for them in the past, how he had delivered them in the past. And so they were having this meal to remember. And if you can just use your sanctified imaginations with me briefly tonight, imagine being there at the table. And Jesus reclining at the table and breaking bread and saying, this is my body. It's broken for you. And the cup, this is my blood. This is the blood of this new covenant. What's the new covenant? You're going to find out in a minute. But it's for you. And these good Jewish boys would have known all the symbols that went along with this meal. Could the Messiah be talking about him being our Passover lamb? Could he be talking about breaching the gap between me and God? Is that what's happening tonight? Use your imagination. Think about if you were there. How much good news that would have been. How awesome that news would have resonated in your heart that God, he sees me and he cares about me and he wants to build this bridge from my current situation, my current circumstance, to where he is. And so tonight, as we prepare to take this table, let's do the gospel according to Marty McFly. Let's remember who God was in the body of Jesus. He was the Savior who chose to die for our sins. And as Steve alluded to earlier, or said earlier, he didn't allude to it, he just told us, think about it. Be somber. Be penitent. Be appreciative of what Jesus did, but don't stay there. Because unlike my big mama, my grandma, Jesus is not still in the grave. So how do you remember an eternal being? Well, you stand in your present moment and you look in the past and see that Jesus was in fact, not only did he come on the scene and was incarnate, he was in fact the beginning. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we stand in our present moment and we look back. And the Bible teaches that he was slain from the foundation of the world. And so as far back as your mind can, I have a pea brain, as far back as my mind can think, he was there and he loved me. He had a plan for my life. And then you remember him in the present. Remember that your current situation is not bigger than the God that you're in covenant with. Remember that your current situation can't keep you from the promises of God or from the salvation of God. He is there for you. His word said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And to remember the promise that he's given us for the future. We call that hope. That my current circumstance, no matter if it doesn't get better, I have a hope in the future. I have a glory in the future with God. And so tonight, as we partake in this table, let's remember that. I'm going to put some scripture on it because, you know, you got to come to church, you have to get a little bit of scripture, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you have your Bible, meet me there. If not, I'll read it. Trust me, I'm saying the right words. And we're going to go from 23 to 26. And a little bit of context is Jesus had ascended. He's back with the Father. And the church had went on and they were remembering the table. They were remembering the elements. They were remembering to do these things, but it had got kind of stagnant. They probably had gotten to the boat where they were forgetting the whole purpose of the table. And so Paul shows up at the scene, and Paul is reading them their rights. He's getting them right. Parents, it's like when your kids are jumping into bed for the 15th time that night, you told them to go to bed. Paul's coming in the room to get them straight. And Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you." And so Paul is basically saying, listen, I wasn't there that night, but what I'm about to tell you, I got straight from God. What I'm about to share with you, don't say, well, Paul, you weren't there. No, I got it from Jesus. Just in case you didn't know. That the Lord Jesus on that night, when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So as we take the elements tonight, as we break the bread, we have to realize that Jesus was broken for us. And when we break the body, we get the results. We get the fruit of a broken body, which is, in the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." You see, God holds blood to a high esteem. The life of a thing is in the blood. And so Jesus was basically broken, and the manifestation of his brokenness came his blood, which God looks at now, and he looks over us just like that Passover meal that night. He doesn't see our sins. He doesn't see our current situation or circumstance. He doesn't see us afar out from him because of the blood. He said, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And so tonight what we're doing is we're having a declarative moment. That as we take the cup and the bread, that I'm declaring that Jesus is Savior and Lord over my life. And that I have communion and fellowship with him. And that everything else is secondary. Even tertiary, that means third. In light of this relationship with the Holy God. And so let's not just take it with rote ritual religion tonight. Let's take it and think about God past, the works that he's done, the blood that was shed. God present. He is right here, right now, with me, with all power. And he is to come. I have a hope and a future in him. This is the most essential relationship a human would ever experience. The fellowship with a God. And if you're a believer in the room, knowing that he has come and he's decided to dwell on the inside of you. He's chosen to look upon these broken vessels, which we are. Call us holy. I don't understand that. Say that we are in right standing with him. And enter a new covenant with us, a new contract with us, a new relationship with us. That if we would just yield to the Master, if we would just do as he says do. He said, if you love me, you do what I say do. That's the Sean Weekly translation. He will take care of us. And so tonight, I'm excited. That's why I jump up and down when I'm singing every praise to our God. Because we're here to celebrate tonight. One church, two locations. Taking part of the Lord's table. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for your awesomeness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for this awesome, awesome meal plan. That we can come to your table, God. And have sweet fellowship with you. Because of what Christ chose to do on Calvary. And your word declares that while we were yet still sinners, he chose to die. While I was at my worst, while we were at our worst, you chose to die. Lord, that's good news. That's awesome news. That's excellent news that the grave couldn't hold you down. And you were still around years later to tell Paul about the experience. Proof positive that you're still alive. I'm proof positive you're still alive. Hands across the room can go up. We're proof positive that you're still alive. So, Lord, we don't come to your table and take it lightly, Lord. We stand in awe and we're honored to be guests here tonight. So, Lord, I pray that you will help us to rearrange our priorities right now. To cast our burdens and our cares upon you. We love you, God. We give you glory. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we're praying. Amen.